You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, exclusive to the Sony PlayStation. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And I'm Mike the Ghoul, gonna go transcend time and, you know, be a hero, I guess.
We are talking this week about Squaresoft. We're gonna discuss some of the various stupid things that they've done, but I think the most recent stupid thing I want to discuss is them polling their fans to see what they want to see in a Chrono Trigger remake.
It was interesting. I watched a video on that today, and you said we were going to do this, and I guess a part of me can appreciate the someone from this this company asking a question of the fans, but then I come back to the fact, like, aren't you supposed to be the expert here?
Right. Like, okay, if it's an indie company, let's say like the Shantae people, who aren't that indie, but they're still indie. Let's say they were like, what would you guys like to see in your next Shantae game? Like, they produce one every couple 3 years, and they have a small but very dedicated fan base. Like, those fans basically keep them alive. If they were to say, hey, what would you like in the next Shantae game? Or we're thinking about remaking the first one. What would you guys like to see in that? You know what? I'm going to accept that. Because they're catering to their core audience, and their core audience is what keeps them alive. That's fair. Square Enix is massive. They are supposed to be better at this kind of shit than all the little guys, because they're a triple-A studio. If they can't figure out what the hell to do with their own franchise, that speaks to a serious issue within Squaresoft.
It makes you almost have the opinion, like, you know, they're out of ideas and don't know what to do to keep this going.
Right.
So, and they're kind of asking the fans in the appearance of almost being, you know, genuine, like, hey, what do you want to see? When they're going to probably just kind of take it, steal an idea, and try to make it their own, like these corporations do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%. Well, I mean, they suggested, do you guys just want a remaster, or do you want to, like, have a Final Fantasy VII remake kind of situation where they... break the game up into pieces and expand it all and do more? And it's like, okay, first of all, as interesting as Final Fantasy VII is in its remake form, we don't need that for everything.
Right.
Like, that's a fun experiment once, but if they're like, okay, now we're going to go and do Final Fantasy X across 5 games, I think we're all going to have to say, guys, you're milking this a little too hard. You know, they already milked Final Fantasy VII for all it's worth, and they're just... doing it. Like, how many fucking spin-off games did they do for Final Fantasy VII before? Like, now we're just gonna take the one game and make it 3.
Yeah, like, I'm part of me is okay with the expansion of it in a way. Like, Final Fantasy VII is one of my most favorite games of all time. Sure. It's very cherished to me. So to see it brought to life in a modern sense with modern voice acting, with modern animations, like, you know, seeing these characters that I saw as pixels now as, like, you know, almost living, breathing things, like, I'm on board with that. If you want to make a full game about Midgar, okay, questionable. It's not a huge part of the game, but I'm okay with that. But now you keep breaking this off into separate segments of, like, you know, little side stories, another, you know, you're taking Nibelheim now in the most recent one, making that the big focus. Like, yes, it's a big part of the story, but you don't need a whole game based off of that. So I'm okay with it in some senses, but then, like you said, it just feels like they're gonna just keep milking it for everything it's worth, and don't do that to my game.
Well, it's like, okay, so what are we gonna do 20 years from now? Are we gonna see Final Fantasy VII remake where they take the first half of Midgar and there is a certain point where you're sitting there going, we need to stop rewarding this bad behavior.
yeah. I mean, we as fans and consumers need to start, you know, putting our foot down, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, they're going to get a lot of our money because of what it is and the nostalgia value it holds, sure, but I mean, if the consumer speaks a little bit, maybe change can be affected. But I don't know. I think most people just kind of just throw their money at it and just kind of shrug and say, well, I guess this is the way things are now. But when did this become accepted? Right. Why is this okay?
Well, and okay, I'm going to own it. Like, if they did a Chrono Trigger big remaster, even like the Final Fantasy VII style, which it doesn't need. It's not that big. It's an 8-hour game if you play it straight through. It does not need the Final Fantasy VII experience. But if they did something like that, I would buy it. I would buy every part of that stupid edition, because I have bought every copy of Chrono Trigger they have out. So, like, I'm the problem. I do not deny this. But if you're legitimately thinking you need to ask the fans what to do, then just let them build their own fan games, because they're going to do a better version of it. But they shut that down. They shut down the Chrono Trigger 64 remake that some fans were doing, and they shut down some... Even though these are people that are clearly buying the game and would continue buying the game, It's just, it's one of those situations where know what you guys want to do or don't touch the game at all. Go do something else that we want. Go make Chrono Break. You guys have been threatening us with that for like 25 years now. Go go make the game we actually want to see.
Yeah, or go remake Chrono Cross if you want to put the Chrono name out there, you know.
How about make it good the first time?
Yeah, like, I mean, like you said, they're going to end up getting my money because Chrono Trigger was a great game. I loved it as a child. You know, I was a big fan of you know, the robot, the frog, and the hero all at the same time. That tryout, that triple attack, it was devastating.
So good.
And it was, you know, very overpowered. You know, it was before I realized, like, you know, leveling other characters would also be beneficial. But, I mean, I think we talked about this a little bit when we were talking about another one with the Alien franchise. I'm just going to say, I just think that we as fans deserve better than we've gotten. And maybe one day that happens, but that's not today and probably not tomorrow.
Probably not. Well, and it's, Square doesn't know what the hell they're doing. Like, this is not the factor that we need to think about on the whole. Like, they sold, what, all of their giant franchises that were American-run off to other companies because the suits in Squaresoft are like, if it doesn't make Final Fantasy money, it's not even a success. And you're like, what kind of metric is that? There, the industry has AAA, but it also has AA, single A, and indie. And just because you're only a AAA company doesn't mean you can't do the other ones. It's Hollywood logic. It's like everyone sees the Marvel money where you make $1 billion with every film you put out. And now they're like, well, we might only spend $7 million on it, but if we only make $20 million on a comedy, it's not even worth releasing. And it's like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, questionable at best. And I don't know. I don't know. Disappointed again is, I guess, the way I could put it. They need to stop taking games that were something to us back again and try to give it to us in a different kind of media form and just think that it's acceptable. I mean, you kind of sort of got away with it with Seven, okay-ish. But, I mean, don't do this with Chrono Trigger. You know, don't do this with some of your other great, you know, medias and intellectual properties. Do better. And figure it out for yourselves. If you want the fans' opinion and questions, then let them do their own games and stop shutting them down.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, and Chrono Trigger, fine, okay, whatever. I love that game. Let's set that aside. If you do the Final Fantasy VII treatment for other stuff, Square has shown that they will do it in multiple ways. Like, Final Fantasy Remake to Rebirth to whatever, Afterbirth, whatever they call it, the third one. Something with R in the name, I'm sure. Those ones are a weird exception, but it's not that different from Final Fantasy IV into Interlude into After Years. They've just done it with a single game to expand it out. Now, it's weird, and I heard that the middle edition very much feels like a middle edition, but, like, however you're doing it, it's a very strange thing to do when you could just, I don't know, do something else?
Yeah, or create something original?
The fear that the game studios have, which is the same fear that Hollywood has, is we can't do something original because it's the IP that sells.
Yeah, I guess. And it's disappointing because you're not wrong. You know, I say I guess, but you're not wrong. Like, I guess is when I say when I feel like, all right, I guess I have to accept this because that's the way it is. And but it shouldn't have to be that way. You know, the games, like, you know, as you know, childhood, you know, Legend of Zelda and, you know, Mario even, and Final Fantasy and all these great games, you know, after the other were just so good. And the ideas kept flowing. And we haven't been doing this for this long. You should be able to do better and figure it out on your own. And if you have, and like I said, if you're not up for it, stop shutting down the little guy. You know, it's Nintendo, you know, swinging their dick around every chance they get to shut things down. You know,
they do too. Yeah. Oh, they do. Yeah, well, so with Square, for instance, I'm trying to think, when was the last original IP they put out that I actually cared about? And I can't think of one. They basically milk Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest, and once in a while, remember, Chrono Trigger exists. Mm-hmm. But it's a fear of original IP when one of those three was basically an original IP when it came out, and is considered one of the greatest games of all time. If we had the Square we have now back then, would Chrono Trigger have even been made?
Good question. I don't know. Right? Unlikely, I suppose.
It probably would have gone by its original title of Final Fantasy VII, because that was what it was meant to be. And then they were like, this isn't a Final Fantasy enough game. And they're right, it's not. It's its own thing, and I'm glad they didn't call it Final Fantasy. But yeah, no, it's you gotta have original IP once in a while to refresh the market, and Square is struggling, even if they're making money, because they don't have that, and then they sold off everything that might have made original IP as well.
Yeah, they've made a lot of good products over the years, mm-hmm. and you know, some of them that are legendary and whatnot, but I mean, maybe it's just, maybe Square's time has passed. Maybe they're not sure what to do anymore. You know, I don't know. Yeah, maybe they're, I don't know, these mega corporations, Square, Ubisoft, Nintendo, I mean, they keep feeding us things that they think we want, and sometimes we do, but they're not always correct. And then when they ask these questions like this did, you know, sometimes they even shut down those ideas, or, you know, when are we getting the next Metroid Prime 4 that's been teased for the last 7 years or whatever, you know.
But that's another thing right there, is Nintendo shutting down stuff that would be interesting in the Metroid mm-hmm. franchise, just cause.
Yeah. Again, decisions, yep. I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, the anticipation of the release of the product, I think, gets, you know, eyes on, views and clicks and butts and seats, I guess. So maybe they just keep drawing that out for as long as they can, because that's what it's felt like. Maybe when Final Fantasy VII ends, we can look back at this and say, you know what, it was okay to break this up into 3-4 parts and kind of give us a little bit here and there, and each thing kind of expanding and being its own game. But maybe it only works for this one avenue. This isn't something that I want to see them do for all games moving forward, of breaking things up into different chunks and then having me pay, you know, from a game being $60 to now $180, $240, and not even able to own it half the time. Like, you know, like, I can't even get a physical copy. I got to download it.
How would you even do it with Chrono Trigger? Because the Chrono Trigger is weirdly spaced. What do you do? The opening where they travel back in time up through the court case and then end it when they end up in the future, or when they discover that Lavos is coming and that's the villain, and then where do you go for... It's not as easy to break up as Final Fantasy VII would be. Not that Final Fantasy VII was easy to break up when you think about it. Like, the first disc is Midgar, the second disc is a bunch of bullshit, and from what I understand, that's what the second game of this trilogy is. And then the third game is just basically the end dungeon. And so, like, what are... that? It kind of at least spaces, because it was three discs, but Chrono Trigger doesn't have that spacing. There's a lot of back and forth and weaving around and everything else, and if you did the breakup remake experience, that would kill the pacing.
Yeah, you can't get blood from a stone, all right? You can't, you know, keep grinding things into dust and accept it, and, you know, expect people to accept it. You know, not for some games like this. You know, Final Fantasy VII, like I said, gets a pass slightly for what it is, and Chrono Trigger was great in its own right. Don't do that. You know, give us something more original. Give us a new art style that's impressive. Give us something that's a thought that we haven't seen before. Because that's why we keep coming back to this. That's why we keep buying these games, because we want to see what's next. What can you show me that's new? And new, unless you're buying indie games, doesn't really happen anymore from these companies.
No, it doesn't. You mentioned Nintendo, and even within the case of Nintendo, I picked up the most recent Mario game, and of course I've picked up the most recent Zelda game. We talked about the most recent Zelda game, Tears of the Kingdom, and in both cases, they felt very safe and samey. Like, no doubt, Tears of the Kingdom has a lot of shit in it. Mm-hmm. It is an overstuffed game, and you get your money's worth if you play through all of it. I did not. I got bored. I'd already played the game. I played the game once before, and it was called Breath of the Wild, and it was fucking fantastic, and I loved it. And then I started doing all the same shit all over again, Tears of the Kingdom. I'm going, why am I doing this again? I'm very confused. But then I went and picked up Mario Wonder, and I'm like, I've played this game before. It was called every other Mario game I've played for the last 20 years, barring the, like, 3D World and a couple other ones. Like, sometimes Nintendo innovates. They innovated with Nintendo or with Mario 64. They innovated with Super Mario 3D World. They can make a new kind of Mario game once in a while. Wonder, for all of its weird reinvention, and it does have some fun moments, like fucking dancing enemies when you're in your drugged out Wonder state, played like a very safe Mario game, and that was less impressive to me. Nintendo rarely takes chances at this point, which is weird, because that's their bread and butter, you know?
It feels like Nintendo hasn't really taken a chance since that fever dream that's Mario 2.
Well, that wasn't even supposed to be a Mario game, when you think about it. Like, they took chances with the Nintendo 64, making an expensive piece of hardware that was supposed to be cutting edge, and then everyone went and bought PlayStation. Yeah, and yeah. I think ever since then, they've been gun shy about going too hard on power and going too far from expected things. Like, Galaxy was kind of an evolution of 64, but it's very rare to pick up a new Mario game or a new Zelda game or anything and really get that new feel. Breath of the Wild was the first time Zelda's felt fresh in 30 years.
Yeah, I was going to say 25 plus years, right?
Yeah, and then they rehashed it for the second one, which you gave a pass to when we talked about it. But if they do it again for the third one, I'm definitely out.
I'm not going to accept the same mechanics for a third Zelda game like that. Like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Now, you expanded on things that made Breath of the Wild good and made them better in some aspects of Tears of the Kingdom. But at the same time, don't keep spoon feeding me this. Yeah. Like, this is what I want. I got what I wanted. Now give me something else.
Yeah, you gotta evolve it. And as fun as Tears of the Kingdom was to run around in for like 20-30 hours, which I did, at a certain point, I'm like, okay, I don't even feel the need to finish the bosses in this game and move on. I've kind of done this now. I've done all I needed to. I feel fine with setting it aside. I got my money's worth.
The open world aspect of that game is what made it interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to travel anywhere you wanted at any given point, you know, provided you had the resources to get there.
Yep.
And, you know, the crafting abilities or whatnot. Yep. Like, it was cool. It was new. It was fresh. Don't do it again.
No, you got to find some new kind of feel to it. And I think that's my issue with Final Fantasy VII, the remake, and them thinking about what they're going to do for a Chrono Trigger remake or whatever, is like, okay, cool, I love Chrono Trigger, I will buy the game, I will see what dumb bullshit you've done with my favorite game of all time, because it is. But it's not going, like, I'm going to be constantly comparing it the whole time to Chrono Trigger. Like, at least Chrono Cross was different enough that I wasn't comparing it to Chrono Trigger. I was hating most of it for its own reasons, but I wasn't comparing it to Chrono Trigger. But if you make it and you're just like, Chrono Trigger re-clocked or whatever the fuck you're gonna call it, I will just constantly be comparing it to the game that I loved as a kid that I'm now not playing.
And it doesn't have the same emotional impact that it did. And you're never gonna hit that high that you hit when you were 12. Like, that's not gonna happen, but you can get me close. you can make me feel good.
Or you could make Chrono Break, and I would actually just fall in love with the fact that you gave me a third Chrono game. Fucking finally.
Still waiting on that.
God, never fucking gonna happen.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you're probably right.
Oh yeah, no. If they were gonna make a third Chrono game, they would have by now. They're not. They're gonna do what they've done, which is like they put out the PlayStation one that added in the cutscenes, and then they put out the DS one that added in some endgame content that it feels completely superfluous, as, let's face it, the cutscenes did. Then they'll do some remake or something that will expand all of that and add in more cutscenes and some voice acting and more endgame content, most of which will still feel superfluous when all you really want to do is go back and play the SNES original.
Yeah, imitate it, but never duplicate it. Yep. And, you know, you're never going to feel the way you felt. No. You know, I don't feel the way I feel playing the Final Fantasy VII remakes the way I did playing original Final
Fantasy
VII.
For sure, yeah.
But I can appreciate
about
them.
Those. Yeah.
Yeah. But I can appreciate it for what it is. And I hope that, you know, if we get a Chrono Trigger remake, remaster, revamp, whatever you want to call it, that it can kind of live in its own little universe and be its own little great thing and not try to like imitate what you are never going to be able to duplicate. But I mean, we'll see. I think I can appreciate, you know, them asking questions of the fans. You know, maybe they take some of the input and they actually put it to good use, but sometimes it just feels hollow and it feels like you're just reaching. And I don't know if it felt that way right here. I want to say that Kitase felt genuine maybe, but I don't know. It just feels confusing that if you don't know what to do, why should I know what you should do?
Right. You talked about how much fun you had with Final Fantasy VII, and this is unrelated to what we were talking about, but it got me thinking. Something I appreciate about Final Fantasy VII, and I like, people talk about the story and the characters, and I mean, the story is nigh incomprehensible by the end, but the characters are great and the gameplay is fun. But there's not enough love, I think, appreciated specifically to the Materia system, because like, you think about Final Fantasy VII as a story game and an artsy game, but like, it's an actual evolution of the mechanics of the series that it would work in from 1 to 3 to 5 to 6 to 7, because each one of those kind of was also almost a mechanics game, even 6, despite the fact that it's considered a story game. Because, you know, you got the classes in the first one, and then the class system in the third one that was revamped into the job system in the fifth one. And then the sixth one took a lot of those and applied some jobs to people, but then also took a lot of the jobs we expected and made them items. So you could get, like, the Dragoon boots and make any of your characters a Dragoon, for example, right. Which was really interesting. And there was a lot of that in that game. And then 7 was like, we're just going to apply all of these things to materia, and now you can make any character you want anything with materia.
And it was almost like customizing the character to your own, you know, preferences, which is super cool. You want to make Cloud a white mage? Do it. Go for it. You know, you want to make Barret the buffer instead of, you know, the range attacker? Awesome. You can do it with the materia and the slots and pairing things together.
Well, and you can do, like, plus steel, and you can apply plus steel to anything. Like, you could just have steel be a command, or you could do plus steel on, like, your ice spell or something, and then suddenly when you cast a damage spell, you're also trying to steel. There was some crazy shit you could do in that game that was just fun as hell to do.
It was really cool, and the different combinations you can make. You know, I was watching a video on, you know, summons on Final Fantasy the other day of, you know, greatest summons of all time, and I'd forgotten that, you know, with the materia system in 7, the original, if you paired Knights of the Round with Mime, with counter up, with like a couple different MP materials, you could get like 8, 9, 10 casts of that thing in a row and just decimate everything.
Oh, it was stupid. I mean, you didn't set the controller down and go make a sandwich because the game was going to play itself for a half an hour. But when you got back, the boss was dead.
and things like that, like, the game wasn't intended to do that, and fans discovered that, and they made it like, oh, check this out, look, we could do here if you pair this all together. You know, it was an accident. You know, like Bob Ross says, there are no, you know, mistakes, just happy accidents. Like, that's a happy accident there, you know, and that's something that made that game so cool, that there's materia in the new one, and it's there, but I mean, I feel like a lot of the slots are very limited. I feel like, you know, some of the weaponry could be a little better, and it's not the same. It's still cool. It's fine. It's its own thing, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
And to do that to a game like Chrono Trigger, where, you know, the story is really quite good, and, you know, from the past to the future to the medieval to you know, figuring out what Lavos is all about, to saving the world, like, it's some really cool stuff in there that just don't shit on it, please.
Well, and that's my fear, is, like, you're talking about how the materia system in the remake isn't as good as the materia system in the original because it doesn't have the depth. And I'd be worried that if they did Chrono Trigger as a remake, we'd get something more like Chrono Cross, where all the interesting factors of the magic system are just dulled and muted away, and everyone kind of just feels the same.
No uniqueness to them, no character that, you know, specific things, and
too many characters, too little that you want to do with them. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, traveling through time to maybe have a better gaming experience. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And I'm Mike the Ghoul, gonna go get the can of oil to unrust my buddy who's been there for a couple thousand years.
Oil can. Oh, man. You know, that was a heartbreaking moment there, in that when...
Didn't you feel for that?
His brothers show up and destroy the shit out of him, and you're sitting there going, man, that is just fucking rough.
Right, right. Oh. You know, one of those deaths in a game that kind of got me, you know?
But he came back because he's not a bitch like Eris.
Oh, God, no. Best girl, why?
And we will see you all next time. Unrelated to this, I just realized that instead of recording this session, I've been streaming this session. So, oops, it's on my channel. I'll download it in a bit. It's not a deal. Just kind of funny. I'm like,
hi, everybody.
My bad.